Popular culture also accepts the mystique of epilepsy to a degree that has invited concern. Sally Baxendale of the British National Society for Epilepsy has complained that when epilepsy is shown in films, the dramatic potential of seizures is highly tempting to writers and directors with fertile imaginations. Men with epilepsy are mad, bad, and often dangerous, while women are exotic, intriguing, and vulnerable. Epileptologist Hughes made detailed studies of the famous persons named above and concluded that, based on the available evidence of symptoms and family history, only Julius Caesar, Napoleon, and Dostoevsky definitely or probably had epilepsy. Why were the others thought to have epilepsy when they likely didn't? For centuries, the term epilepsy was so comprehensive that it included all trance-like states. By contrast, an epileptic seizure as understood today is a sudden, temporary change in brain activity that causes neurons to fire repeatedly, much faster than usual, until abnormal, automatic behavior or unconsciousness results. Seizures can occur from a number of causes other than epilepsy. They can be caused by, for example, a sudden drop in blood pressure, low blood sugar, severe emotional stress, or withdrawal from drugs or alcohol. These non-epileptic seizures may result in unconsciousness, but they are not directly caused by the abnormal firing of neurons that originates within the brain. Hughes offers a variety of reasons for mistaken modern diagnoses of famous individuals, including simple mistake, repeated many times. Historical records do not provide evidence that mathematician Pythagoras, 582 to 500 BCE, philosopher Aristotle, 384 to 322 BCE, or military commander Hannibal, 247 to 183 BCE, suffered any type of seizure disorder. Losses of consciousness that are not seizures. Michelangelo, 1475 to 1564, for example, was apparently overcome by heat syncope, while painting, not by epilepsy. Socially aberrant behavior that does not include loss or alteration of consciousness. In unpleasant social situations, Leonardo da Vinci, 1452 to 1519, suffered from spasms that sound like panic attacks rather than epilepsy. Alcohol or drug withdrawal seizures. Some literary and artistic figures suffered seizures from drug withdrawal. Lewis Carroll, 1832 to 98, or alcohol withdrawal. Algernon Charles Swinburne, 1837 to 1909. Vincent van Gogh, 1853 to 90. Truman Capote, 1924 to 84. Richard Burton, 1925 to 84.